Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Patty Negri is called the Good Witch and a psychic medium, best known for her recurring role on the Travel Channel and Discovery Channel's number one shows, Ghost Adventures. Patty's interest in ghosts and the paranormal take her to haunted places around the world. She hosts a podcast called Psychics Gone Wild. Patty, welcome back. How have you been?
I have been great, George. Thanks for having me back. It's great.
Looking forward to this. How did you get involved in witchcraft?
I actually think I was born that way. When I was a little kid in my suburban Long Beach home, I would be in my backyard picking rosemary, picking mint, stuffing it in my mom's wallet, knowing she needed more money and knowing that would give it to her. It's weird because she didn't realize that. She's like, what are you doing? You're putting dirt in my purse. I'm like, no, this is money. Years later, I study herbs and things. It's like I was doing all the right stuff.
Did anybody in your family practice witchcraft besides you?
No, not at all. No, and none of it got taught out of me. Even like the psychic medium stuff, I would say like their spirits talking to me, and my mom would go, yeah, grandma did that too. So I guess somebody did.
I knew a witch back in Detroit during my early days in broadcasting. Her name was Gundella. Mm. And she was a nice witch. Fiona Horn, nice witch. You, oh, nice witch. They're all nice. I haven't met a witch I don't like.
No, we're very nice because we take responsibility for ourselves and for our lives. You know, we're very cause and effect, action, reaction, kind of karmic people. And Fiona's one of my dear friends. She is a doll.
Was it the Wizard of Oz that kind of gave people the wrong impression of certain witches?
Or the right impression.
Or the right.
The reason I go by Good Witch is because I was just in love with Glenda as a little kid. I literally have that big pink goofy dress that Glenda the Good Witch wears. Yeah. I have a version of it. I'm still working on trying to show up in a big bubble, though.
I'll always remember that scene where the house fell on the witch, the Wicked Witch, and her toes curled up.
Yes.
It was so bizarre.
And spooky. And that's why it's Hollywood that made witches green. Witches were never green. I think it's whatever studio it was, MGM or I don't know, the studio said, okay, bad people have to be green because they were inventing like Frankenstein and stuff like that. And, you know, color was new. So Hollywood invented witches being bad, witches being green.
It also gave them warts on their noses.
Exactly.
Interesting. Do people confuse witchcraft with Satanism?
all the time. Yeah. And it's so funny because they have nothing to do with each other. It's funny, though. Most of the Satanists, I don't even really believe in Satan. It's more of a philosophy than I believe there's some guy with little devil horns. But Satan, as in the way we think about it, isn't even in of my cosmology, in witchcraft or pagan cosmology.
Tell us the benefits of witchcraft.
The benefits are we believe we can take fate into our own hands. It's not like water runs downhill, and life in its normal path will just kind of run downhill. To me, witchcraft means I'm going to build a dam. I'm going to build a little dam and take some of the water back. Now, to me, okay, here's a good example. Say you have a house on a mountain, and the villagers live at the bottom of the mountain, and the water runs down to the villagers, and they thrive because they get all the water. You have a house on the mountain, though, but you need some of that water. You build that dam. Now, a good witch, I will take the, and I will get all the water that I need and water features and everything, but I make sure the villagers get all the water they need and they have all the water they want. That's good magic. I think bad magic would be I take all the water, because that's going to have karmic offenses. Either, you know, the villagers sure. will all die and that would be horrible, or they'd come back and kill me. So witchcraft means, okay, I don't like this path of my life. I'm going to do something about it. I believe you have to do it ethically. I believe you have to do it in integrity. I do believe cause and effect, or in witchcraft, they call it by the, what you do by three. What you put out, you get back three times, not even karma. So why would I put out hexes and curses? Why not put out love and abundance? Because that's what you get back.
Well, I was going to ask you, too, what exactly is witchcraft?
Witchcraft is the basically is kind of it. The craft of, I will mold and take fate and change it as needed. To be a witch can mean two different things. To be a witch can mean, it's my belief system, it's my religion. I have a goddess or a multi-god based religion. I follow the Sabbats, you know, I work with nature. So witch can mean religion, or witch can mean I practice the craft of witch, means, you know, you could use lots of different words for it, but it's like, I don't like how that is, so I'm going to change it, ethically.
Do you cast spells on people?
I cast spells, not on people. I will cast spells for people. I won't cast, like, say if somebody comes up to me and they want a love spell, I'm really good at that. I can find you the love of your life. If somebody, to me, that's great magic. I help do things. I would not, if somebody say, I want a love spell on George, I would not do that because we don't have George's permission. And again, that's doing something against somebody's will. You know, if it's supposed to be George, then George will come to them. But that, to me, is a different of ethical and not in working the craft.
What about a curse, Patty? Do you ever do that?
I do not do that because again, I believe that you have to live in the world you create, not even the karma. If I live in a world of curses and hexes, and I'm sending that person bad juju, everybody I know who does that, all of a sudden, they're angrier than they used to be. They start getting paranoid, and they have to live in that world they create. If you just, again, I guess I'm the love witch. Just send them out love. Wish your enemies well. If they're happy, then they're not going to bother you. I mean, I will do defensive magic, and I've had to do defensive magic, but, you know, I've never found a need to curse anybody or do anything.
Well, you're not a bad person.
I'm not a bad person.
Are there bad witches?
There are bad witches, and there are bad people. I don't know, think they'd say them bad. People who make different choices. I'm not even judgmental of it. I honestly have really dear friends who work in the dark arts, and that's their prerogative, but it's just not my path.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, you have an esoteric mystery school. Tell me.
I do. Yeah. Because I've always been a seeker, I was, you know, seeing spirits, but I wasn't raised with any kind of a religion. My grandfather was this very famous psychoanalyst, philosopher, practically evangelical, atheist, humanist. So God was a dirty word, but I would drive by a church or a temple or a mosque or a synagogue or a park and see this energy, and I wanted to know about it. But so I was 13, and I asked, can I go look at all this stuff? And I became a seeker. I'd go to temple and church and the Buddhist temple and everywhere else and saw the through line of this energy that I saw naturally. So I've throw it all in one pot, and I take from everybody's belief system. So when I started my school, I didn't want to say this is the truth. I didn't want to even be a cult. This is a truth. This is my truth. I now have about 20 different teachers, all different paths. Our newest one is a Catholic priest exorcist. My partner is, you've worked with him, Father, or had him on, Father Sebastian. He's a vampire.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I have a werewolf teacher who's actually a professor at Washington University. He's not a werewolf like he puts on fursuits, but he's a werewolf like he embraces the animal side of life. I have New Agers and Reiki people and astrologers and crystal people, and people go learn and see what works for you.
Your subject matter runs the gamut from everything, too.
Everything,
doesn't it?
Yeah. I've been teaching a mediumship course, and these people are amazing. Amazing people. If they don't even think, oh, I can't speak to the other side, by the end of just a little bit of practice and opening up that right side of your brain and shutting down your silly logical brain that stops you down, you can. I think it's born in all of us. It just gets taught out of us in our Western, non-mystical, all the focus on logic, left brain. We've lost a lot.
Tell us about the students. What type of students come to this kind of school?
They are the gamut of ages. I have from people who come with their teenage kids to people in their 80s and 90s. They're all over the world. Every day when I come online, I get to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, because somebody will be West Coast, somebody East Coast, somebody will be in Dubai, and somebody will be in Australia where it's tomorrow. But they are a mix from artist types to bank presidents to people who are just going, wow, they're something more. I want something more. I don't know what it is. Or maybe I do know what it is and I want to develop it.
What are they looking for?
I think everybody is looking for a way to navigate life. Times are scary. We know that. I mean, times have always been scary, but it's more in our face now in our 24/7 world. And when times are scary, people traditionally would kind of go back to your belief system, go back to religion, go back to church, go back to temple. That's not keeping up for everybody. It's not their science, or it's just not, I don't want to go back to church. So that's why I think the increase in more alternative religions, New Age, paganism is huge. Witchcraft is the fastest growing religion in America right now.
It's Wiccan, right?
Wicca is a form of witchcraft. Wicca is goddess-based spirituality, got big in the 40s and 50s, but Wicca, it's a one sect. You could be a traditional witch. You could be a chaos witch. You could be a Thelemic witch. There's many, many different, kind of like Presbyterian versus Baptist versus Episcopal.
Amazing. But it truly is remarkable.
Yeah, but I really think that, but some people don't want to go to church, so the New Age, and some people don't want spirituality at all, or they don't want religion at all, so they become paranormal investigators.
Patty, had you been living in the late 1600s, you would have been burned at the stake.
I know, I probably was.
Why were these people so puritanical?
I don't know. I think humanity goes like a big pendulum back and forth and back and forth in little swings and big swings. And there must have been a big wild time in front of it. Then they pulled themselves back. And then the church took over and made a big mess of things.
They executed 19 people.
Here.
During that period.
Yeah. And more in Europe.
Yes. They accused 200, executed 19, but still, that's crazy.
And most of them weren't even witches anyway.
What got them to stop finally?
I don't know. Somebody shook somebody in the head and said, "Come to your senses." No, I'm really not sure. I think everybody got caught up into it. It was a frenzy. And again, I think it's a weird human trait that we do. Just like, again, now witchcraft got big, spiritualism got big in the 1800s. Oh, people are talking to ghosts, medium, and that's all good. And it became a beautiful religion. And then things got weird, and then the witchcraft got big in the 40s and 50s. And then the satanic panic came in, and then it's all evil again. I don't know. Humans are silly.
Of the courses you teach at your university,
mm-hmm.
What are some of the favorites?
I personally like teaching mediumship development, psychic development, spell casting. The paranormal ones are really popular too, like paranormal investigator classes. All the self-help ones are, whether we're working with spirit guides or Reiki healing, or people want to know their animal familiars. Many are just one-offs that learn about Vikings, you know, of what is Viking lore, learn runes, learn tarot cards.
You talk about werewolves, vampires too, don't you?
You betcha. Yep. Danny Sargent is our werewolf teacher. And again, he's a college professor up at Washington State and teaches beautiful werewolf magic. Again, not putting on a fursuit, just kind of howling at the moon on occasion. It does wonders for you.
Aren't there people who actually practice vampirism?
Well, yes. Well, there's many kinds of vampirism. If you're sanguinarian, that's somebody who actually drinks blood. The people like Father Sebastian, I'm under him. I would call myself also a saber-tooth vampire. We don't drink blood. We drink in the energy of life. Like when you're at a concert and the music is so good and the people are cheering, that it's that kind of feeding. It's actually the same as witchcraft, but here's the difference. In my witchcraft world, our cloaks are either organic cotton or Stevie Nicks lace. In the vampire world, the cloaks are like black velvet with red satin lining. But it's beautiful spirituality. It's nature-based spirituality. That's what Sebastian's is. Yes, he has his parties. His beautiful balls all over the world. I've been to most of them, but all over the world.
They're pretty exotic, aren't
they? They're very exotic and beautiful. And again, embracing life. A little hedonistic, yes, but beautiful and pure and elegant, and everything is gentlemanly and ladylike behavior and top hats. When I first met him on Ghost Adventures, we just kind of hit it off really well, and he offered to fang me. And I'm like, well, you're cute. No, but I'm married, and I don't like vampires. My idea of vampires, and me being a long practicing, which was, no, I don't like psychic vampires. I'm glad you take things from people. But I started reading his books. I go, that's not what you guys are at all. You're just like us, only dress it up differently.
What about a vampire who sucks blood from a sick person with bad blood? What happens to them?
Well, that's why, again, I don't know any vampires that suck blood. Everybody I know is not a sanguinarian. I think it's very bad, and I do know of some who do. I don't have, and I think now modern day blood, people who drink blood, you use an IV, you send it to the doctor. I mean, it's like becomes sterile and everything else. It's not like let me bite into your neck. I think you have consenting donors, and you have to make sure they are healthy and that you are healthy. And I think all the romance is out of it. I'm going to bite you, yes.
But are you a witch 24/7, Patty?
I am a witch 24/7. I mean, I walk my talk. I practice. If you walked into my house, it's like, it looks like a witchy house, whatever that means.
Yeah, what does a witchy house look like?
I have a sign that says the witch is in. I've got hearts outside. It looks like a little cottage.
Do your neighbors know you're a witch?
Everybody knows I'm a witch. Everybody knows.
They let their little kids come and play around your house and stuff?
They do, and I haven't baked a single one of them yet.
You haven't turned them into gingerbread?
Not yet. I'm not that good of a cook.
I love that. But you are a witch 24/7.
Yeah. I mean, it's just who I am. It's not what I do. Again, even before I knew what a witchcraft was and I didn't have religion in my life, I was communing with nature. What my craft is my church is our little planet, which needs it. You know, I follow moon cycles and sabbats and seasons. And I think what I'm glad that's coming up is because it really does give you a responsibility and an earth awareness. I mean, I like to play with fairies and things, and people are starting to see, you know, just like ghosts are bigger than ever and paranormal and cryptids and aliens, the veil is thinning. People are starting to see fairies and gnomes, and because they've always been there, but I think they're showing themselves because we need to take care of our planet.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.